Thank God for godly workers. Isn't it wonderful to know that in this life we can do things and we can say things that please God and that cause others to know God through us? And so today we want to talk about being thankful to our God, that not only we can be godly workers, but that we know others can be godly workers as well. We might wonder what it takes to be a godly worker, and I would like to look at what Paul had to say to Timothy in 1 Timothy chapter 4, beginning in verse 12. In order for him to be seen as godly in this world, he needed to be a proper example. An example in what? Well, an example in so many facets of life, in fact, are mentioned there in verse 12, in word, in conduct, in love, in spirit, in faith, and in purity. In all of these, we see he is to be an example to the believers primarily, but certainly that would also then go out into all the world, that people knew that in all that he did and said, that certainly he was a worker of God. First and foremost, before everything else, God comes first. And if we want to be good workers of God, we must desire and accomplish the very same thing as we read Paul encouraging Timothy to do here. Now, how could he accomplish that? We go on in the next verse, 13, to see that he was told to give attention to what? To reading, to exhortation, and to doctrine. To focus on studying the Word of God and learning the doctrine of God that he might obey it. And then also here to exhortation. You know what? When we study the Word of God, not only are we encouraged, but in learning in order that we might teach others, we can encourage others as well. So see, here we read about an encouragement that also comes out of doing what God wants. Again, another great part of being a godly worker. Focused on God, growing in God, focusing again in His doctrine, and then being encouraged through it and encouraging others as well. Another point we find here in verse 15 is the idea that we should meditate on those things. What things? The things of God. The things that make us better examples to all people. The things that make us better equipped as servants of God. And then finally, you'll notice there in verse 16 that he tells him to again take heed in the doctrine, but he adds something. He says, continue in it. If we want to be a godly worker, we continue in the things of God. But how can we continue in something we don't understand or we don't know? So there again, we understand the need to study, to read, and to learn the doctrine, and therefore, as we read in verse 16, to continue in it, that we might take heed and make sure that our doctrine is not our own, is not the doctrine of man, but is the doctrine of God. And then he concludes by saying this, if we do these things, we'll be a good worker, but then what's the outcome? We will save ourselves and those who hear us. You see, there's a reason, there's a purpose behind being a good worker for God. There's a reason that we can be thankful that we know good workers and that we strive to be good workers. For when we do it, we will receive eternal life in heaven someday. That's the promise of God. And not only us, but again, as we read about that encouragement, we can help to save others by teaching and preaching the Word of God. And we might also add, by living it every day. So are you thankful to God for all the godly workers that you know? Do you encourage them? Do you learn from them that you might be a better worker? May we strive every day to be better workers of God, that we might be known in this world and by God as His true and godly workers.